Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Chrissy Mernon, and I have a couple of guests from Morningside Ministries. Steve Herlick is the Vice President of Development, and Dennis Smith is the chaplain. And we're going to talk about what Morningside Ministries is, what's going on there, and, you know, if you want to volunteer or get involved with Morningside Ministries, how you can do that. So I want to welcome you both, and we'll start with Steve. Explain what Morningside Ministries is, please, and how long it's been around San Antonio.
Good morning, Chrissy. Thanks for having us. Morningside Ministries is a faith-based, not-for-profit, senior living and long-term care community. Long history in San Antonio, started by the Methodist Church and then joined with the Presbyterian and Episcopal churches back in the early 60s. So we're coming up on 60 years of serving seniors with high-quality essential services and just a really wonderful community in which to age and love later life.
And what do you do at Morningside?
Well, as VP of Development, I have the privilege of connecting the people who care about older people with the older people who need someone to care about them. So I raise the money and the volunteers and other resources to fund our charitable mission.
Mm-hmm. And how is it funded? How are this? You said this is a faith-based, not-for-profit, long-term care.
Yes. Well, the philanthropy part plays the role of the margin of excellence, if you will. Funds raised help us provide services that are not covered by the rental fees or government reimbursements. So, for example, like our chaplain over here, Dennis Smith, his and the other chaplain's spiritual guidance and care, that's not covered by rental fees or monthly apartment charges or Medicaid or anything like that. So fundraising, philanthropy, takes care of providing spiritual care and support. It provides activities that enrich our residents' lives, and it provides for growth in the mission and special projects. And probably the most important thing that philanthropy does for Morningside residents is charitable care. That is benevolent care for residents who have been blessed with a long life but who have outlived their resources. We want them to stay as part of our family. We don't want to tell them they've got to leave. So our Covenant Fund, which is fully donor-funded, provides assistance there.
Oh, so once someone moves to Morningside and then their money runs out, they're still okay, that you're not going to say, okay, time to go, hon.
That's right. I mean, imagine how scary that would be. I mean, there's a couple of things that make someone eligible for it. They have to be with us for 3 years or more, and they have to have not done anything intentionally to
hide assets.
Get rid of their assets, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not unusual.
How much does it cost for your services at Morningside?
Well, anywhere from about $3,000 to $4,500 a month. Could go higher if the intensive level of care is needed. You know, memory care takes a lot of support staff, so that can get up there. But when you compare the rent to hiring a private care person in home, it may turn out to be a better deal.
Mm-hmm. I think people are shocked by how, you know, if you've never had any dealings with assisted living or nursing home care, and you take, you know, a great aunt or a grandma or a relative or your parents or even sometimes younger people, you're kind of stunned at how much it costs, correct?
Well, I don't know. I suppose some people are surprised, and others realize, wow, for this price, these are all the services that come with it. I mean, somebody is cooking, providing the food and washing the clothes and maintaining the yard, if you will. They don't have to fix leaky pipes anymore.
Pay taxes.
And I've got this instant community of new friends and a big family. What's the quality of life worth?
So you look at that. So what's the situation as far as Morningside? You mentioned Medicaid, and I think some people think if you're older and covered by Medicare or Medicaid, everything is paid for.
Well, you know, Texas Medicaid doesn't pay for the full cost of care. It's important to know that every resident at Morningside Ministries receives the same high level of care. I mean, the staff who are caregivers don't know when a resident is low income or private pay, so it's kind of need blind there. But Texas, though we are the second richest state in the country, number two in GDP, we're number 48 in Medicaid funding.
How did that happen?
Well, I guess we'd have to ask our legislature. They're the ones that determine the priorities, and it looks like caring for the elderly, and children for that matter, are not the highest priority.
Mm-hmm.
So don't know how into the weeds we want to get, but Texas Medicaid pays about $145 a day for skilled nursing care, and it costs about $200 a day to provide it. And so we depend on donors and our generous community to help make that up.
Okay, do the math. That's $55 less a day that it costs. The state pays $145. It costs $200, so there's $55 there, and that's where you have to make that up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We're committed to providing care for those who need it the most, as well as those who can afford to pay. I mean, that's part of our charitable mission.
And what percentage of your residents are, I guess, are receiving Medicaid, and what part of private pay?
Well, Medicaid applies to the residents in skilled nursing care. And our nursing home on Babcock, it's called Morningside Manor, has about, Dennis, what do you think, about 160 beds?
Yeah, it's somewhere between 160 and 180.
Yeah, and a little under 50% are receiving Medicaid assistance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I know you had to come to a tough decision regarding Chandler House. So if you want to tell us about Chandler House in Monta Vista.
Well, yeah, for your listeners who don't know about Morningside Ministries, we operate three communities. The first one that opened in 61 on Babcock, the Meadows and the Manor. Second one, the Chandler Estate in Laurel Heights near Monta Vista. And a third one in Bernie called Menger Springs. And we did have to make a very heartbreaking decision a month ago to close Chandler because of the economics of it. And I got to blame Medicaid on that. Now, heartbreaking because the residents and the staff are like a family, a tight-knit group, and their families as well. And I think once they kind of process the shock of the news, I tell you what, our older residents have a lot to teach us about adjustment, because as we offered them places to live at the other Morningside communities or wherever they wanted to move and support them in that move, we could see they're ready to kind of restart their later lives. And we're doing our best to take care of that transition and bring over as many staff as we can, great folks. But this is still this historic home and this property and the programs around it that have been there since we took it in 1978. It is sad. We're working on on kind of a farewell reception in about a month or so, and we'll invite people that have had a connection to Chandler to kind of toast it and bless it and share stories and get some closure on this, and then we move forward.
How many residents are or were at Chandler?
I'd say about 100 in our nursing home, about 20 in the independent living apartments, and near the end there, about a dozen in assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
That was down from, you know, its peak as we were going through the closing process. But most of the independent living residents have elected to move to the Meadows.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've got about half of the nursing home residents. And I'm not really sure about the assisted living.
It's completely empty now.
It's completely empty. Okay.
They have moved on. So tell me about your Babcock, because I think your Babcock location, because I think most people are probably familiar with that. You're at Babcock and
St. Cloud.
Babcock and St. Cloud, inside Loop 410 on what was an old dairy farm, Sunshine Dairy Farm. But we've been there since 1961, so there's no more cows.
Uh-huh. And the city's grown around you. So mm-hmm. So what all is there? Because you mentioned you've got Morningside Manor and Morningside Meadows. So explain mm-hmm. those, please.
Well, it's called in the in the industry, a CCRC, Continuing Care Retirement Community. So start with, say, the apartments or the cottages, independent living. That's mm-hmm. when somebody is, you know, retired and they've reached an age where they they're older, but they feel young still, and they want to have an active, vibrant life. They don't want to take care of those plumbing leaks again or mowing the lawn. So they move into the meadows, and there's a, you know, just but a ton of activities and ways to stay engaged and good food. That's super important, and the food gets rave reviews always. But you've got your, you know, your life is as scheduled or as unscheduled as you want. And let's say you move in with your spouse, and then one of you maybe has a situation or declines a little bit and needs some assistance with an activity of daily life, say medication management or feeding or bathing, showering. So then they can move to the assisted living. It's called the callback. It's over by the manor. It's not too many steps away, mm-hmm. so they can get that additional care and assistance, and you are still close by, so we can visit and still be in, you know, each other's lives. And should they need even more care, skilled nursing care, or go to the hospital and need to come back and rehab for a while, then they go into the nursing home portion. So we're all kind of contained there on a lovely campus that's very pleasant to walk around or get around and see the flowers and the birds and the trees and other friendly faces.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of a place where, you know, you can love later life.
You know, as you were talking, Steve, I was thinking, you know, and you mentioned couples, because I thought in my experience with going to nursing homes, you know, you see a few couples, but you mostly see women, widowed women or single women. Is that how it is at Morningside?
Well, that's because women live longer. They're smarter, right?
I don't know.
We men tend to not last as long. I can tell you, we've got couples there who have been married for 50, 60, 65 years. Maybe a dentist knows some even longer. And on the other side, we have people that have found new love there. This is kind of, I suppose, appropriate to talk about here in February around Valentine's Day. It's a beautiful thing to see older people still making new connections like that. But you're right about more women than men. I think, and I'm not a sociologist, but I think women are naturally more social and, you know, likely to stay engaged with each other. In fact, I see that in some of our activities over in the assisted living building, where we've got to work a little harder to encourage the men who are single to come out of their rooms and, you know, engage in this or that
mm-hmm.
Game or activity.
Our guest this morning, Steve Herlick. He is Vice President of Development at Morningside Ministries, and he brought along with him Chaplain Dennis Smith. So what do you do at Morningside, Dennis?
A little of everything that I can. Certainly because Father Jeff Mead, the other chaplain, and I do provide worship experiences at every level of care at every campus. A lot of what we do is to provide those worship services that only last 30 minutes because at our median age, over 85 years old, who wants to sit through a one-hour sermon? No one. I don't want to do that.
Time is precious. Don't waste it, huh?
That's right. And we make take every opportunity to provide encouraging messages, but primarily sing old familiar hymns. And it's amazing that even though some of them might say, oh, I can't remember this or you can't remember that, you start reciting the Lord's Prayer and they begin to recite that with you. We had a memorial service yesterday, an annual memorial service at one of our campuses, and we had someone that was leading the 23rd Psalm. And the entire congregation simply recited that they had that was still in their heart. And so those familiar verses and those familiar songs are very important to mm-hmm. them. But at the same time, we don't pretend as if all they ever do is sit around and think about death. So many of our messages are just about how do we keep on living? And especially in the midst of the transitional period at Chandler, a lot of what we've done in the last month and a half since the announcement is help residents there talk about different times in their life where they faced a crossroads. How many times have you moved? And there were several of our residents that said, I think I've only moved about three or four times in my life, which is a rarity, even for that age group, mm-hmm. the Depression era people who were well-rooted and stayed pretty close to home. Mm-hmm. But there were numerous residents, as we talked about that at Chandler, who had moved dozens of times, either because of a career or thanks to Uncle Sam, who had shipped them all over the world. They knew a little bit about living out of a suitcase or living out of a duffel bag and about how to get by in the midst of yet another change. And it's remarkable, Steve, talking about how durable that generation is. They are as resilient as anyone could ever watch. The remarkable way they face their challenges, and this was just yet another one, and they're able to face that, get up the next morning, put the shoes on, and say, let's go at it. How are we going to make the most of this?
So what is it? Is it attitude that kind of guides you throughout your life? You know, when you think, because here you've got some challenges.
Yeah. Well, and some of them have altogether positive attitudes. And some of our work as chaplains is to help them embrace those difficulties if they're more of the sour grape kind of individual. And we have one or two of those in my 18 years with Morningside. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of that, how do we help their families in this adjustment? Because many times the family is as much in denial as an older person might be in terms of how do we take care of mom and dad, mm-hmm. or how do we take care of either one. There's an old Danish proverb that says a widow can raise 10 children, but it takes 10 children to care for one widow. And I've found that personally true in my own case in caring for my own mother, who's mm-hmm. now in one of our nursing facilities.
How old is she?
She is 94 and raised 8 children and managed to somehow bounce back after everything that ever happened to her. And in the midst of life, I see Tom Brokaw was right. This is the greatest generation, although that superlative may come up a little short in some of the people that I've met that are just extraordinary, beyond the pale in terms of what they've tolerated and what they've experienced. Mm-hmm. And of course, as chaplain, getting to hear some of these stories of what life was like, meeting some of the people who have been through some of the world's experiences that we only heard about in history class, and yet that was part of their day-to-day experience. Mm-hmm. A former resident I heard one time was in Yankee Stadium when he heard Lou Gehrig say that he was the luckiest man alive. And even his children had never heard that until he told them. And those are powerful experiences, and they bring that into the community. Mm-hmm. One of our former administrators used to say that when you come to Morningside, you don't leave your life behind, you bring it with you. So you bring every bit of who you are and what you enjoy mm-hmm. with you.
What are some of the misconceptions that people have about senior care, nursing homes, assisted living?
Well, some of those are kept alive by society's own impression of aging, then the fear of aging. And so if you remember the email that circulated several years back that when they got old, they wanted to just get on a cruise ship because it was going to be cheaper than living in nursing care. And I've never been on a cruise ship, so I can't tell you about the other side of that. But I've been in nursing homes professionally for the last 18 years and did so when I was in high school in health occupations. And I can't think of a better place to be if you need care. You're not going to find nurses living in your home overnight, and you will in a nursing facility. Mm-hmm. But the misconception is that people are going to come in and there's going to be aromas that are unpleasant. There's going to be noise and chatter. There are going to be people sitting in nursing chairs or nursing beds or wheelchairs or walkers all around them. Especially when they come into one of our independent living facilities, they're suddenly surrounded by people that are wee bowling, playing ukuleles, some of them even line dancing, doing sit and fit yoga exercises, all kinds of things that are happening just like they are out in the community. Mm-hmm. It's simply in a very secure and in a place where they are in the company of peers.
Mm-hmm. And before we started talking, Steve had mentioned that there's a difference in nursing homes. Y'all are faith-based and not-for-profit. And so a difference in, because, you know, as the baby boomers age, baby boomers are big business. And so for some companies, it's all about business.
Well, yeah. What difference does that make to be faith-based and not-for-profit? And, you know, Chrissy, this isn't just a commercial. There's a lot of research that shows not-for-profits, because their focus is mission instead of the bottom line, they have higher staffing ratios. That's more caregivers to the resident. They have higher rankings in that five-star system. They have higher discharge to home rates, fewer hospitalizations, fewer deficiencies overall, you know, when they're evaluated. They are places that I think it's safe to say adult children of older parents can trust more to provide quality care, compassionate care, and look out for their loved ones. And one of our geriatricians said once to me, if you're talking to somebody looking at a facility like this, looking at a place for an older parent, don't be fooled by the shiny new thing, you know, by the glitzy surfaces of a place. And I think he was talking about some for-profit organizations. They're not all bad, mm-hmm. but just in a comparison sense, it's good to consider the not-for-profits, the mission-based ones. He said, look at stability of management, look at tenure of staff, look at and listen for the vibe, the energy feel of the place. And I know you've been to the Meadows before. I invite you back and come and see the energy. You know?
Well, I'd like to piggyback on that. Sure. Tenure of staff. We have staff members in many different disciplines that have worked at Morningside for well over 30 years. And it's a good thing I think we stopped giving out year pins, because I think that would have been a major expense with a number of people that have been there. But one of the staff members at the Chandler Estate that is closing was just shy of 40 years. And it meant that she had been there all of her professional life, devoted to the same community of residents and the same staff team over all those years.
So there's some stability, and that's very important.
Absolutely. Well, we have, and in fact, in terms of tenure, we have residents whose parents were once residents of Morningside. On the Babcock campus, that was the, you know, talk about somebody's brainchild. Well, it was the heart child of the Methodist Conference to bring long-term care, or at least retirement care. There are people in that community, in that Jefferson High School area, who grew up watching Morningside take shape, out being turned, the dirt turned over and the concrete going up, who are now residents there because they knew what kind of care was being delivered there.
Mm-hmm. And then y'all moved out to Burney too. So what's going on in Burney area? And you know, how did that come about?
Well, that's where the growth is. That's where the need is. That was back in 2004. Manger Springs opened, and it's done well. And in fact, it's even expanded a couple of years ago. It's growing. And like the Babcock campus, it has all those levels of care: independent living in cottages or apartments, assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing care. Also on a beautiful kind of hill country campus.
Mm-hmm. Now, so do people come and present themselves and say, you know, I'm thinking about moving, or is it someone else in their life, like a daughter or son, or, you know, a niece or nephew or grandchild who says, you know, I need to check this out for my loved one?
There's a yes to both of
both.
Those.
Yeah, both. I just met a lady at our the Manor earlier this week, and she told me that she came from Houston because she lost her home in Hurricane Harvey. And she's got a daughter in Houston and a son here in San Antonio. So I think they found it first. But then, you know, she came and visited and took a look. And she said she really liked the feel of the place, liked everything about it. Mm-hmm. So she's moved in and she's happy.
Okay. Now you've got some fundraising things coming up. The Big Give is one, and then something about one of your nearby neighbors on Fredericksburg Road.
Well, it's always fun to partner with our community neighbors. Tip Top Cafe, which is probably familiar to a lot of your listeners, it's on Fredericksburg Road, just about a mile from Morningside. On February 28th, they are celebrating turning 80 years young. And so part of that celebration is they're rolling back prices on a cup of coffee to 5 cents. And for every cup they sell, they're going to donate $2 to Morningside Ministries.
Very nice.
Not sure about the math there, but we're happy to receive that support. And so I'd certainly encourage listeners to go have a cup of coffee, especially on Wednesday, the 28th of February, along with any other time.
Mm-hmm. And then the Big Give is coming up. And so y'all are part of the Big Give?
Yes. Well, you know, the Big Give is that community-wide, one-day, all-day online giving day to kind of put the spotlight on philanthropy. And Morningside's been part of that since it started a few years ago. We've had some nice success with that, and that's coming up March 22nd. And even though it's a few weeks down the road, we certainly encourage listeners and their friends to support causes that are near and dear to their heart. And if they care about, taking good care of those who cared for us, well, consider Morningside Ministries when you are going online that day.
What is your biggest need at Morningside Ministries, Steve?
Biggest need financially? I would say support for our Covenant Fund, which is a benevolent care fund. And that is something that started back in 1980. And so for residents who qualify, who have outlived their resources through no fault of their own, we have a benevolent assistance fund that helps pay for their rent so that they can keep their home at Morningside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that is just a really important consideration.
Yeah, is that one of the biggest worries of senior citizens, outliving their resources or not having enough money to live?
No doubt.
Yeah, and I think that's why, and again, going back to who this generation is that is in our census, is that they've been very cautious, very frugal, mm-hmm. and they have watched carefully their finances, but never did they sit around thinking, I bet I'll live to be 100. Many of them could not fathom that. The age expectancy when they were growing up was much less than the 72 that we hear of nowadays, and is well beyond that because, again, our median age is well into the mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
And we, I guess it was last fall, we had a celebration for residents over 100. I can't think, on that one campus, there were 13 centenarians.
How about that?
Yeah, and many of them still active in independent living. And so if they're not well-funded on their own, they need our help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, do you need volunteers? Do y'all use volunteers? Do people volunteer at Morningside Ministries?
Chrissy, thanks for asking that. Oh, do we? Volunteers are so important. And I tell you what, the things that they can do to make life better for an older person, it can be so simple. I mean, some volunteers come in groups and kind of throw a party or host an activity, but just one-on-one, or even family members, to come and visit residents. That makes a difference. And I would say, I would encourage someone, if they feel at all moved, to consider getting to know one of our residents over time and visiting on some regular basis so that they can build a relationship, different from the ones they have with the professional paid staff and the caregivers. I think that, I know that would make life even better and richer for our residents, and I'm pretty confident that that would do something special for the volunteer who's coming.
Well, we are out of time. So if someone is interested in volunteering or finding out about what goes on at Morningside Ministries, how do they reach you, please?
Well, we've got a volunteer application process they can find online. Start at www.mmliving.org, or they can call 210-734-1000.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, while we are talking about Morningside Ministries is faith-based, you don't have to be of any particular faith to receive Morningside services, correct?
Of course not. And I'll let Chaplain Dennis elaborate on that.
Absolutely not. And yet, at the same time, we have many who have heard about Morningside because of their faith connections in the churches where they attended and were active. But we have many residents who have no faith moorings or inclination whatsoever. And we still want to provide for them and to make them comfortable and provide all of the care they may need.
Thank you for stopping by this morning. Our guest chaplain, Dennis Smith, and Steve Herlick, Vice President of Development at Morningside Ministries.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.